producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here every week with an hour's worth of conversation in the moving and shaking department. We try to bring people in here who are movers and shakers. That's probably an overused term, but it's a term we use to focus on people who are good at what they do. And I'm pretty confident Christina Ralph, who is the owner of Lazy Days Acres, a farm. It's a CSA farm. It's an organic farm. And so we're here to focus. This is sort of a series of programs we're doing as we focus on many of the American family farmers. Those who are coming along are doing what Christina and her husband Robert are doing. They are taking what they know in many cases. I think, Christina, you're a farm kid to begin with, right?
Yes, that's right. I'm a fifth-generation farmer.
Okay. So you learned your skills from just working on the farm, or did you go to school to pick up more of perhaps the quote-unquote modern way of farming?
Kind of a combination of both, I would say. So I grew up on an organic dairy farm, actually. So my family produced, dairy for several years until 2010, when my father decided it was his time to retire, and my brother and I were both in school. So he sold the dairy herd and transitioned into beef. Meanwhile, I was at college and picking up some skills, working with CSAs in the area and keeping up on my gardening, which I've done since I was little. So, you pick up things along the way.
So, under the circumstances, your dad got out of dairying because there was nobody to come along behind him, or is he what is going on in a lot of different areas, just yielding to the pressures of the lack of good, solid payment for the work done? Farmers that are doing regular dairy, he was doing organic, or was he doing regular dairy?
He was organic. So originally he was, conventional, not organic farming, although he followed a lot of the organic principles. Mm-hmm. And in 2003 decided to make the transition to organic dairy. And for him, it wasn't the pay. The pay wasn't the reason that he decided to get out. He's quite a bit older, so he's 66 in February, or 67 in
careful,
February.
Careful about that.
Yeah, so hopefully he isn't listening, but that part of it is just getting older, and my brother and I just weren't ready at that time to take over the farm. We were both in school. I was just starting grad school, and so he decided, let's phase back. I'll get rid of the cows. I'll keep everything else in case the kids want to come back to the farm later on.
Yeah. I was teasing because I'm older than your father is, and I've been involved in agriculture, been around cows all my life, and I had a dairy farm, but I've also ceased operation. I didn't go the organic route, although I was doing pretty much what your father did. I didn't use chemicals. I was very organic without being certified organic, actually. But I was selling raw milk on my farm, which brought a premium as well. But dealing with lots of different pressures, I decided, and there's nobody behind me in my family that's interested in this at all. They've seen how hard I work, and they're not around anyway. My children are not here. So it just seemed time for me to transition into other areas. Now I'm trying to find somebody to work the farm with me that has a broader background, shall we say. Because the problem today is that there are not a lot of young people like you who are in the farm that want to stay. There seem to be a lot of young people who want to learn about farming. I was talking to somebody last night, as a matter of fact, 45-year-old lady who wants to create a farm, and she can do it because she has the money to do it. She doesn't need to make a living, and I think she has passion, so she'll probably do okay. I'm going to wish her well and help her as much as I can. But the problem seems to be, or at least part of the problem, is not knowing really what you're getting into. Would you say that was, you knew what you were getting into because you grew up on the farm, you're young, you're strong, you're smart, so you'll make it work, but you have one leg up on those who want to do the same thing, but yet they didn't come from the farm. Isn't that an important ingredient to making it successful?
I'd say it sure helps. I mean, so my husband, for example, has no farming experience, not even working in the garden. And so getting him out to the farm and having him, you know, embrace in kind of that culture, it was a steep learning curve, and it still is. I mean, we both work off the farm in addition to working on the farm, and so that's an added component as well. But he had no idea the sun up to sun down kind of labor that's involved with farming. And even going back, you know, after being in school and now coming out and being the person that's in charge of my business, it's a different role than when you're working for mom and dad, and there's more stress to it, too.
Yeah. So why do you do it?
You know, I went to school and I said, I want nothing to do with the farm. I want nothing to do with agriculture. I'm getting out. I'm going to go do something great. Mm-hmm. And I realized when I was in college that farming is something great, and it's something that's in my blood. I don't think it's easy to walk away from a farm that's been in the family since the 1800s. I mean, it's just, it's in your blood. And feeding people is a huge passion of mine, and I think that that's a really, you know, important thing to pursue in my life.
All right. I'm going to find out about support for your farm in a moment. We're having a conversation with Christina Ralph, who, along with her husband Robert, started Lazy Days Acres, and you're in New York, I think, right? Are you in upstate New York?
Nope, we're in Wisconsin.
Oh, you're in Wisconsin. How'd I get that wrong? Wisconsin, a great place to farm. All right, so anyway, we'll continue with our overview, and there will be parts of the conversation that you'll identify with, and that's the idea, problems that have been addressed by Christina and her husband, and the solutions to them hopefully will help you if you have the same problems. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
GEICO applauds your inner happy camper.
A merit badge of awesomeness goes out to the part of you that wants to put the recreation in recreational vehicle. The part of you that packs up everything and everybody in the RV and says, let's get this show on the road. Because GEICO has specialized agents who help save money on more than just car insurance. GEICO will insure that entire RV, so you can get the s'more-making, poison-ivy-dodging, same-song-singing, ghost-storytelling, campfire-building, best time you ever had with your family, show on the road.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for KillerApps.tv. CES 2016 just concluded in Las Vegas, and digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong partnered with exhibitors for a look at what's new in consumer electronics and technology. Mario, what caught your eye at CES this year?
Ford announced owners of Sync 3 equipped vehicles will have new options to access their smartphones. iPhone owners can activate Apple CarPlay, which allows them to use Siri to access maps, music, contacts, and more. And Android smartphone users will use Android Auto so they can access Google Now, maps, music, and more as well. And Intel is announcing partnerships with sports organizations and athletic brands to digitize sports. For example, the Intel innovated Recon Snow Tube goggles can give skiers vital information like performance and trail maps. In audio news, LG's MusicFlow SH7 soundbar is Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and Google Cast connected. It enables you to stream your music from your mobile devices or PC. 4 different speaker sizes, 3 new soundbars to choose from so you can customize what fits into your space and budget. And Zag, they introduced NowCam, a new compact action camera is going to let people share their memories more easily. Simple dial controls, 3 modes you can use, video, video burst, and still shots. You can capture your favorite moments and then easily share them to your social media. LifeProof announced the free power for iPhone 6S Plus. It's the first waterproof battery case for a plus-sized iPhone. It gives protection against water, snow, dirt, and drops. And on top of that, it's a battery case too, so it's going to double your battery capacity.
Thanks, Mario. For more information, go to killerapps.tv.
Any Jane Doe can tell you that GEICO could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask for savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm James Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at GEICO.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. GEICO's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We already have the best deals on hardwood flooring, but those deals just got even better at Lumber Liquidators' January flooring sale. Right now, you can get 20% off our already low prices on our thickest and best laminate. And our natural maple laminate is an unbeatable 49 cents. That's 50% off. Or get beautiful Bellawood 3/4 inch solid prefinished Brazilian Koa at 40% off. Gorgeous engineered hardwood like gunstock oak up to 50% off. Plus, get more great deals starting at just 59 cents and get special financing. Hurry hurry before these deals are gone. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
We continue on now with our weekly American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen. We're here to help those who are family farmers, who have family ag businesses, the locavores who are looking for the right kind of food at the right price. This is something that goes on and on. You have a CSA program. A lot of farms are doing that now. How does yours work?
So we produce USDA-certified organic vegetables. We have 50 or 60 different varieties, and we run our CSA for 20 weeks. So each week our customers get a box full of produce that is in season. Mm-hmm. They pay at the beginning of the year, and they get their produce from June through October.
How much do you charge them for a year?
If it's a full share, it's $595, mm-hmm. and that feeds a family of four. And if it's a half share, it is $350.
And how did I want to know how you arrived at those prices. How do you know that's enough to cover your labor, the cost of the seed, cost of the time and effort to bring this to market?
Right. So last year was our first year, and so I did a lot of research looking around at what other CSAs in the area are doing as, you know, a benchmark. Mm-hmm. And this year I reassessed and actually increased my prices a little bit because I found that I needed more to cover some of the overhead. And I still am not totally addressing the cost of labor.
The CSAs around where I am, the non-organic, the farm that is closest to me, I have the dairy farm, there's two other farms between me. I have two locations, and the farms between me, one of them is organic, the other one is conventional. The conventional farmer is $690 or $695 a year for the shares that you've described, and the organic is $750, I believe, a year, and they have a three-year waiting list. The conventional farm does not, but the organic farm has a waiting list. And I said to the lady who runs it, if you got a waiting list, you ought to be charging $850.
Well, some of that's the market that's there, right?
Right. The market will bear that. And why should you? They have people donating to keep the thing running because it's a nonprofit. It's not like yours, but they, you know, they're learning as they go. And we're trying to help them, the two of us. Who are conventional. I'm halfway, as I said, in between. And I wondered how hard it was. This is always the question comes up, because people want to do organic because it's more profitable. How hard was it on your father's farm, even though he was not certified, you said he'd done things the quote-unquote right way. That's the way I position it. So how hard was it for you to get that certification?
Well, he maintained the certification because we still have organic beef cows on the farm.
Ah.
We're a member of Organic Prairie through Crop Cooperative. But the paperwork for a CSA is much more elaborate. We have a handling document as well that we have to go through. So I'd say it's not fun, but it's worth it.
How do you decide what you're going to grow and what the public wants to buy from you? You're basically selling vegetables, although I would imagine you got eggs and things like that, and you have the beef your father's raising. How do you decide what will work?
I started out with what I think are, you know, good local favorites, some of the standards, and then I threw in a few heirloom kind of fun varieties in there, and then I did a mid-season survey, which I plan to do this year as well, to get feedback on what people want. And so this year I'm incorporating some of the requests from last year, and I'll continue to do that.
Uh-huh. And so it may change from time to time or change based on the input that you have. How much land have you got to grow?
So we have, the farm itself is 160 acres. There's about 40 tillable, and my CSA is only on an acre and a half. We're pretty small as we're
really
set up right now.
Right. You better hit the old man up for some more land.
He's willing to. He loves that we're coming back to the farm.
Yeah, I bet. You can do a heck of a job. It's amazing how much you can get out of an acre of land these days, but imagine what you could do with 40 acres, how much you could sell to restaurants and all kinds of other things. And I'm sure that's
in
I don't know
if I could keep up with it.
Well, you said you understand that it's morning tonight. Let me talk to you in a moment about how you get help if you need help. How is that in your area? Christina Ralph is here from Lazy Days Acres in Wisconsin on this week's American Family Farmer.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Change after the hour now. This is this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Christina Ralph. You can go to her website, organicvalley.coop. Organicvalley.coop. Are you working together with other farms in the area to sell some of your stuff, or is it all just sold? Everything grown there, sold there, that's it? Or do you have other markets, or do you share things coming from other farms?
Right now, we grow all of our own produce, so we do that 100% just within the family, actually. We aren't even at the point where we have hired labor yet. So we do have an occasional farm mob, we call them, where we have some friends kind of come out and help us harvest, but everything is grown on the farm and sold from the farm right now.
So you don't need any extra help, thus the daylight hours sometimes are just not long enough. What sort of work are you and your husband doing off the farm?
Off the farm? So I work at Organic Valley, which the business name is Crop Cooperative, so Cooperative Region of Organic Producer Pools, but people tend to know the brand name Organic Valley better. And I'm the Young Farmer Program Coordinator there, and my husband works at Century Foods in production at this time.
Mm-hmm. And so that gives you the freedom to be able to do what you love. So instead of going to a ball game or instead of going to the movies, you guys go out and plant seeds and watch them grow.
Yep, and weed. Lots of weed.
A lot of weeding. Well, that's the thing about organic. That's one of the things that frustrates people with the organic model, because it's hard to keep up with the weeds sometimes. This is a great primer for people who are having a problem with that are doing organic. How do you handle your weeds? Anything special? Or you just go out with a hoe and a little cultivator, and that's how it works?
Well, there's some of that for sure. We try to grow some of the crops like parsnips and carrots, plant them a little closer together so the canopy shades out weeds. You know, that's an old-time tradition of growing vegetables. This year we are going to invest in more biodegradable paper mulch and see how that works.
Yeah. There's also, have you ever tried burning the weeds?
I haven't yet. I have seen research plots that have done that, but I haven't specifically done that myself.
I think it's pretty interesting. What sort of buildings do you have on the farm? I'm always curious when I'm envisioning. I'm just sort of visualizing because I haven't seen any pictures. I didn't go to the website. So I'm envisioning what sort of cool buildings, because many of the Midwestern farms have very cool buildings. What does your place look like?
Well, I mean, there's the farmhouse that was built in 1850. There's the old tobacco shed that's mostly a machinery shed now. The farm was originally a sheep and tobacco farm. There's a few machine sheds, corn cribs, and then there's the old big classic red barn that was built in the 1950s. And my grandfather decided the farm needed a change, and he decided to do dairy.
Yeah, that's a very, we just love those barns, especially in the part of the world where you're most of the time, or many of the farms in that region and all through the Midwest and Mid-South, chew male pouch tobacco was on the side of the barns. Do you have a sign for male pouch tobacco?
We don't have a sign for that, but I there is a lot. The tobacco industry was very prominent here years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know it was all over the Midwest. So, how do you work with your father in terms of having to decide if you're going to take X number of cows, you're going to raise X number for your operation, and he's going to raise X number for other operations, or is everything that he's growing now being sold through you?
No. So right now, the vegetables and the CSA are through me, and the beef is through him. It's kind of his retirement hobby farm to keep him busy, because if you're a farmer, you know, you just can't get away from it, even if you kind of semi-retire.
No, you keep at it. Yeah. So that's the healthiest thing, by the way. If you don't keep doing it, you just die.
Yeah. So, and we don't want that.
Nope.
And my parents actually still live on the farm. They own the farm, and my husband and I rent the land from them.
Yep.
And,
so you give me a good deal? What kind of a deal is your, come on, your dad's got to give you a good deal.
It's a pretty good deal.
That's good.
Basically, I pay him in vegetables.
That's good. That's what we like. That's what fathers are for, supposed to be helping out their daughters.
Yeah. But we're having those conversations.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
American Family Farmer, this is all about you and your farm, what problems you're encountering. The succession question is a big question, so we continue that conversation with Christina Ralph, along with her husband Robert. They have Lazy Days Acres, which is a CSA in Wisconsin. What's the closest city to you, Christina?
La Crosse is about an hour north, and Madison, our capital, is about 2 hours east.
Okay, so how do people know that you're there? What's your base? What is your customer base like? How they know that you're doing what you're doing?
Yeah, so that's actually been our biggest challenge because we're a startup. I've been messaging through friends. I've been messaging through Facebook. We're putting up flyers in local businesses this year, which we didn't do last year. Those are kind of the main vehicles that we have right now. We do have a website, www.lazydaysacres.com, and that gets a lot of traffic. But those are our primary vehicles.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm sure when the word gets around, and I found in my case, I was selling 100 gallons of raw milk a day, and that was no real advertising. It was once the word got out, there are some raw milk networks, and that information came around. But there were a lot of people. I'm in a suburban area that's close to a city, and so there are more people who are conscious, and they'd come around, and, okay, let's have it, because I was selling ice cream and cheeses and all kinds of dairy-related things. And they'd come in, and they'd be amazed at what they could find. And I could see people on Twitter and Facebook, Instagram, taking pictures and sending them around. And that really is it's a whole new era. I mean, when I grew up, there wasn't really an interest in retail. You put the milk in jugs, and you put it in the pickup truck, and you brought it over to the processor, and that was the end of the story. And that's, I'm sure, how your father probably got started, how the farm worked when he got started. But now things are so much different. What's the day like for you? Again, I'm focusing on a lot of women who are getting involved in farming. So what does your day look like?
Well, a typical day, I mean, I work in the office. I have the flexibility of working part-time in the summer and fall, which is very nice. So I'll come in for like 4 hours, and then I'll go to the farm, which is only an 8-minute drive from the office I'm at, which is very convenient.
Right.
And I guess if it's a harvest day, I'm harvesting, you know, carrying crates, building up muscles, and washing in our old milk house. We converted into a washing station.
Isn't it fun to be strong? I mean, when you are doing this kind of work, you got to be strong. You can't be, you know, you can't be a retiring, shy violet and get the work done. And so a lot of women don't want to do it, but yet a lot of women, there are more and more women doing what you're doing. And I think it's a kind of a cool tribute to women who understand that being strong is important, and that's how you are able to carry on here.
I tell you what, I don't need a gym membership.
Yeah. Well, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So in the circumstances that you are in, the research that you do, you're reading now because nothing is growing. Unless you, have you set out some plants already to be transplanted in like late April or early May? Are you into that
yet?
Not yet.
I'll start with my onions in February. I'm actually just ordering seed right now. I'm a little bit behind the curve on that, but I'm getting there.
Doesn't that make you feel good when you start ordering it? We're finished just with Christmas. I mean, the growing season was over 2 months ago, and now you can kind of wrap your head around, all right, what are we going to do next season? And ordering the seeds is a big step. I find that to be so much fun every year. Okay, let's go. Seed catalogs, that means can't be that far away.
Yeah, I tell you, I told my husband I feel like such a nerd for wanting to look at the seed catalog. It feels more like Christmas than Christmas does. In
yeah, yeah. But that's good. You're really into it. So what kind of competition do you have there? Or what's the rest of the farming world like in your environment, in your immediate environment, and maybe what else is going on in that general area for farming?
So I'm located in Vernon County, which actually has the largest number of organic farms in Wisconsin, and is heavily populated with CSAs in particular. Mm-hmm. And so the competition there is very heavy, but amicable. I would say that, you know, the farmers here want to support each other. And so I'm not looking to tap into their markets. I'm looking to expand markets and get more people educated about what CSAs are and about eating organic and eating, you know, more vegetables in their diet.
Mm-hmm. How have you decided what equipment to use? What do you need to make this work for you? And what's enough for you to be able to comfortably expand? Let's say your father says next year, all right, you're going to have four times as much land as you do this year. Can you use the equipment you have? And what is it that you really, what I think for the smaller farmer, it'd be instructive for you to tell us what it is that you're using for equipment.
Right. So I'm fortunate that I do have some equipment from my parents. We have a pull-behind cultivator that hooks on the back of a tractor that works really nice for crops that grow in rows. So our sweet corn, we use that for. We use that for our winter squash when it's smaller. We also have two cultivators that we push. But I think in the future, you know, we're going to have to, if we're expanding, we're going to have to look at maybe, you know, having a flamethrower like you had talked about earlier.
Yeah.
For weed control. Weed control is the biggest thing.
Sure.
But then we'll need to drill a new well because we don't have enough pressure with our water system to mm-hmm. irrigate all if we were to expand four times the size we are now.
Mm-hmm. So under the circumstances, when you consider how to take care of things, what's we were talking about the weeds and that sort of thing. But I'm more interested in how you are faring with the weather being what it is. How much of an enemy and or a friend is the weather this year or past years or in general?
So last year, 2015, was very favorable. It was a little dry in August, and so I was out there quite a bit watering. Mm-hmm. But usually in a typical year, our biggest threat would be flooding. We're located in a valley, and we have had flooding. In 2008, we had the 100-year flood, and had I been growing produce where I'm growing it now, everything would have been demolished completely. And so that's, you know, weather can be a foe, but generally on a typical year, we're very fortunate where we're located.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things. You look at what's going on here, the circumstances are such, at least from what I read, and I'm talking to my farmer friends who are in the Midwest, and man, the silt, the Illinois River, the Ohio River, going to the Mississippi River with all the rain that's been prevalent over the past month is washing away a lot of wonderful topsoil to the point where at the end of the Mississippi Delta, they're putting out barges once again with excavators on them, trying to salvage all of the dirt, the hundreds and thousands and millions of tons of silt and dirt that's going all the way down the Mississippi and dumping out into the Mississippi Delta. So that can't be good, although you can create soil. Good organic farmers create soil from compost and manure and that sort of thing. Is that how you fertilize? How do you make your stuff grow other than water and TLC?
Right. So we do have livestock on the farm, and we utilize their manure and compost and put that on, you know, our fields, both the agronomic crops and for the vegetables, in compliance with USDA certification, of course.
Right.
We also do cover cropping. So we put down winter rye last fall, and we'll till that under this spring. Those are our bigger tools. But we do test our soils, and if we need soil remediation, we will apply compliant materials as needed. So magnesium and calcium are two in particular that our soils need more of, and so we apply, you know, a lime.
What do you think of government involvement? How much do you follow what the government is doing in terms of appropriations? Do you sign up for a lot of government plans? There are obviously bigger farms and ranches that are signed up for a lot of conservation programs, and there's some limitations. I have always stayed away from government programs because I don't want the government involved in my business, but that's just me. A lot of people are concerned about what happens under the circumstances you just described. So they have crop insurance and that sort of stuff. Do you go down that road?
We haven't yet. So my father is very much like you in that he doesn't really want to get too involved because of the regulations that come with that.
Yep.
But we are looking at working with NRCS. We're going to go and meet with them hopefully sometime this month or next month to see what opportunities there are for me as a beginning farmer and as a female to get funding to fix up some of our pastures. Because right now, basically what grows there is Kentucky bluegrass and white clover. And we'd like to have more diversity in our pastures for the beef.
Really? So do you have pigs? What other animals do you have, or would you have?
I would love to have pigs and beef cows and chickens, but that comes, again, with ownership of the land. So because
Dad,
I own it, I don't have a say in everything.
Dad, hey, Dad, can we have some help over?
Yep.
Come on, Dad, let's go.
Conversation.
Yeah. Well, he's got to be happy with you. What about borrowing money? Again, I'm trying to highlight all of the things that my friends who are doing this on a small basis, all the things that people ask me about, or they'll send me an email. By the way, you can send an email with questions to Doug@DougStephan.com. Email questions, comments, concerns, what we want, what do you want me to cover on this program? Most people are very happy to have me talk about beginning farmers, getting started. And one of the things is credit. So what do you do for credit? Thank you.
So I'm fortunate that I, or not fortunate, I guess, I made the decision that I was going to work after college to build up equity so that I could invest in the farm. That was my path. There are other people that will have the ability to get funding as a beginning farmer. There are government programs that you can get funding for. But my personal path was to take time to build up some money and slowly invest, start small, and build over time. That's my personal strategy.
There's the Organic Agriculture Research and Extension Initiative that's part of what the USDA has offered. And I wonder if, again, knowing what your father's predisposition is, but there are some, I don't know if I'll call them good programs, but there are things that are aimed at, because the government is trying, so they say, you know, they one side doesn't talk to the other side. So on one hand, the USDA, the Agriculture Department, is saying, yep, let's encourage these people, let's do it, let's go for it, push them. And the other side, the EPA is around trying to tell you that a puddle of water in your yard is a waterway and they want to regulate it. And if you don't do what they want you to do, they'll put you out of business.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So in terms of having these programs, understanding what's there, do you have active, good county resources? Do you have a farm bureau? Do you belong to the NFA any of the farm organizations, National Farmers Union? I said the NFA, NFA.
So I'm, you know, I don't belong to any of those organizations at this time, but I do have access to a lot of those resources and knowledge about those resources through Organic Valley, because we are a cooperative. We have, you know, people who focus on, you know, what's available to the government, how to get it, how to, or support to work through some of the paperwork, because that is a huge obstacle. I mean, I've got a master's degree. I still don't want to do that paperwork.
Yeah.
It's not fine.
Well, but that's what the whole problem with this EPA regulation and the Food Safety Act and all this other stuff, which requires so much paperwork, it's nonsense. I mean, there's nothing. First, there's never been a danger from any of the small farms anyway. All the big problems we have with food and salmonella and E. coli and listeria, that's all big farm stuff. This is very little.
I hear ya.
Yeah, all right, hold on just a second. We'll have to pause for a moment. We have Christina Ralph with us from Lazy Days Acre Farm, Lazy Day Acre, LazyDaysAcres.com. We continue in a moment here on the American Family Farmer.
I'm Al Peterson reporting for KillerApps.tv. CES 2016 just concluded in Las Vegas, and digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong partnered with exhibitors for a look at what's new in consumer electronics and technology. Mario, what caught your eye at CES this year?
Ford announced owners of Sync 3 equipped vehicles will have new options to access their smartphones. iPhone owners can activate Apple CarPlay, which allows them to use Siri to access maps, music, contacts, and more. And Android smartphone users will use Android Auto so they can access Google Now, Maps, music, and more as well. And Intel is announcing partnerships with sports organizations and athletic brands to digitize sports. For example, the Intel innovated Recon Snow 2 goggles can give skiers vital information like performance and trail maps. In audio news, LG's MusicFlow SH7 soundbar is Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and Google Cast connected, enables you to stream your music from your mobile devices or PC, 4 different speaker sizes, 3 new soundbars to choose from so you can customize what fits into your space and budget. And Zag, they introduced NowCam, a new compact action camera is going to let people share their memories more easily. Simple dial controls, 3 modes you can use, video, video burst, and still shots. You can capture your favorite moments and then easily share them to your social media. Lightproof announced the free power for iPhone 6S Plus. It's the first waterproof battery case for a plus-sized iPhone. It gives protection against water, snow, dirt, and drops. And on top of that, it's a battery case too, so it's going to double your battery capacity.
Thanks, Mario. For more information, go to killerapps.tv.
Last night, Cheryl Loggy made her status. Any moms out there know a good stroller for twins? Help! It got 10 likes and 8 comments. Geico also has a comment, Cheryl. While we don't know which stroller you should go with, we do know that in as little as 15 minutes, you can save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance just by switching to Geico. And with that money, you can buy the swankiest of rides for your tiny duo to cruise around in. Right on down to potty training town. Hashtag twins, hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers. And if I can do it, you can do it too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic33.com. That's diabetic33.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic33.com. That's diabetic33.com now.
Geico applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from Geico's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks just to look tough. For you, champ, Geico insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the Geico mobile app. Because Geico knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Christina Ralph with us. She and her husband, Robert, running Lazy Days Acres CSA in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Okay, so I want to know how much help your faith is to you. Do you ever feel so frustrated and you think to yourself, ugh? Or is faith important to how
faith
you...
Faith is very, very important to me. I'm actually really involved in our local church. I play piano there every Sunday, and, you know, I feel God when I am outside in the farm, and that's a big part of the reason why I want to move more and more towards being on the farm full time. I'm very spiritually connected, and so is my husband.
Yeah. See, I think that's one of the things that we don't talk about that much on this program, but I know it's what motivates people. I'm not much on religion, but I'm big on God because I think the best training for that for me was being on the farm and watching things grow and thinking to yourself, okay, this isn't an accident. It doesn't happen by accident, boys and girls. Well, you're a refreshing young lady, and I wish you well. Christina Ralph, thanks very much. LazyDaysAcres.com. You're going to check out their website. This is the American Family Farmer.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Now this comment. Looking at the future of our farms, it was refreshing for me, and I hope for you, to talk with this young lady. And frankly, over the last month or so, we've been trying to focus on some of the younger farmers who are bringing everything to the local agricultural movement. I believe that they are finding ways of solving a lot of problems that they have or avoiding them. And so I want to highlight that. I was talking to a fellow named Cooper who used to worry about weeds on his farm. And now he says that the entire area he's been working will be a weed patch someday. This guy is pretty old. I think he's around 80 years old. Never worked off of his family's farm except for one time he got taken by working at a filling station because he thought it would be easier. And that didn't work. So he's been working the land for decades, third generation farmer. He said, quote, I think we better be worried about what's happening. Housing has taken over our farmland and the grazing land. Someone is eventually going to get the water and then there won't be any water for my farm and it'll turn my farm into a weed patch. Now, that's an older point of view, but I do think that it is reflective of what a lot of you are thinking. You'd rather give in than fight. I know I'm going through this on my two farms in Massachusetts. Do I try to save them, which is what I've been doing all of my life, because the value of the property is in the millions, and the developers all want to have it, and they want to develop it. I'm trying to keep it from being developed, and many of you are in the same place, but you're saying to yourself, wait a minute, I worked all these years, I don't really have any money, I got a lot of value in the land, the dairy business was terrible, and it wasn't much easier working the crops, so I can have a field day, get a couple of million bucks in my land, and I'll just go retire. So more and more, and the cost of labor these days, and the cost of the equipment, and getting it fixed, I wonder sometimes, I never buy new equipment. I always buy at auctions. I always buy used tractors, or I just had an auction, so a lot of tractors. I don't need to buy any tractors. But equipment, when I need something, I will never, I shouldn't say, but I, in the last 4 or 5 years, I haven't bought anything new. I go to the auctions, and I find what I want, and I'm pretty good at judging it. And so that's how I do what I need to do when it comes to equipment. But a lot of people, because of their tax situation, want to go out and buy new stuff, and that's fine. But under the circumstance, it's so expensive. Some of these tractors, it's not hard to get a tractor that costs $100,000. And there are many farms that have nowhere near that kind of income. So if you, I'm just suggesting that when you're looking around for equipment, I'm sure many of you, you know that it's much easier to find a tractor that's 10 or 20 years old and it's in good shape. And you have to pay a lot of money for it. I can buy 4 tractors. I like International Tractors and Massey Ferguson's, and I can find 4 of them that are in good condition for what it would cost me to buy a new one. And so I don't. But that's just my approach to it. Many of you, as I say, have different ways. But the cost of production is so high. Those of you who are wrapped up in farming because of the tradition find some of the markets weak, and that affects what's going on. And on this program, I'm trying to encourage people to either get into farming or to stay into farming and then help you with the things that you have to worry about. And there are so many, but there are a lot of things that are common depending on the part of the country that you're in. If you're in the desert and you're doing dairy, it's different because you're not growing your own feed for the most part than those who are in the Midwest or in the East who, if you're doing a dairy farm, certainly are trying to grow their own feed. And if you're in the what I call the vegetable patch, then you're going to also be confronted with different circumstances. I find, and I don't mean this to be pejorative, and please don't take this wrong. Excuse me. I find the people who are working and putting together the produce farms are smarter than the dairy farmers. And I'm loath to say that because I'm a dairy farmer. But I think that the intrigue for those coming along is for the patch and not for the barn, which is not a good thing. But the way the government and the milk industry is basically pushing the smaller farmers out of business in favor of the big farmers, it's hard. If you want to stay on the farm, the better job is to work hard from April until November and then do something else during the wintertime. Can't do that if you have dairy cows. And so that's why a lot of people are, I think, gravitating to that side, which is not good for the dairy industry by any stretch of the imagination, but it is a way that people are going. And at this point, I just think it's important for people to stay on the farm. So I think the future of farming is going to be more produce than dairy in our country, at least for a while, and more younger people getting into this. So Mr. Cooper, hopefully, will be happy about what happens down the road at his farm. This is the American Family Farmer. Thanks for your attention this week. I'm Doug Steffen.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.